Energy isn't created or destroyed, it's transferred. So it's transferred from the centre of the sun through the atmospheres to us in many forms, warmth and light via the plants and via the food that we eat.
As dawn throws into shadowy relief the giant pillars of Stonehenge, the successors of the ancient druids await the first rays of midsummer sun.
I can really understand why ancient civilizations would have worshipped it, because it is like a god in a sense of it provides everything. It's so important that without it, the life would cease to exist.
Ancient man was right to worry whether the sun would rise again. It's been burning for 5 billion years, but it's now used up half its hydrogen fuel, resisting gravity. One morning, the sun will rise on a last perfect day on Earth. For many years, we had no idea when the end would come. But now we can predict the sun's fate and our own. We've learned it not by studying the sun, but by observing all the other stars in the sky. The breakthrough came when American astronomer Henry Norris Russell and the Dane Ina Hertzsprung tried to create a pattern that made sense of all the stars in the night sky.